Ed, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for being on board. Glad to have you with us as we watch a little bit of rain approach us. Yep, it is. And we got sprinkled on today on the job site, so we're grabbing tarps right quick. There's some right now. I mean, there's some already. It's already raining in places, but there's a front coming through. And so this there's a frontal boundary down the west side of the Appalachians, and there's all of these little storms and things popping up, and they're going to track right toward us. So we're going to watch that, and we'll see. It would settle the dust, but at the same time, if you've ever done any roofing on plywood when it rains, if anything slicker than frost, which we've contended with a couple of days this week, it is... It is trying to do it in the rain. I ain't kidding. So, we appreciate you being with us. We appreciate the mercy of the Lord and appreciate God's goodness and grace. And we have traffic problems this afternoon. And it looks, are you sure this is not yesterday's map? Because it looks almost exactly like it. It's amazing. We have traffic that is... considered to be slow before you get to the Fletcher exit, and you're going to be slow all the way up past Biltmore Park through that construction zone, and then it'll pick back up. And then as you head west on I-40, if that's your route, you're going to be slow in the between 26 and exit 44, and then beyond that about 2 miles before it picks up and it gets its speed back up. All right, so you're slow changing to moderate westbound I-40. We're also moderate traffic this afternoon through from Highway 25 on I-40 westbound before you get to 240, the Farmers Market. Coming back out of Asheville, we are slow right before the river. And let me just look at this. No, exactly on the river where they're building the bridges. Yeah, you're slow on the river. It will pick back up, but it's going to get slow again at 146, and then it'll moderate about halfway to the airport from that exit. The junction at Avers Creek this afternoon of 191, 146. It's busy. It is busy, but 191 looks fine both directions. Sardis Road's busy, but it's moving. As we look at 25 coming south, not as bad as it was yesterday. 25A, it's backed up there at Mills Gap, but that's a normal thing this time of the day. That's just routine. So not a lot of unusual things. We're off the pace at the bridge, at the Captain Jeff Boyne Bridge. We're off the pace coming and going. So pretty slow over there this afternoon. And then, of course, you've always got your issues on 240 West. Traffic coming around through town, around the Bowcatcher Cut through that section. Yeah. Also, there is a crash. What's that called? Let me look at that just a second. What is that called? So I didn't realize what the road number was. The Lester Highway. Okay, Leicester Highway. There's a wreck up at Ingalls on North Carolina 63 East. It's on the east side, and it's right there at the Clyde A. Irwin High School Ingalls Markets, right there at that red light. And, of course, that road work going on in there, been going on a long time. Going to be nice when they get it fixed, but it is it's a problem right now, isn't it, for sure. All right, so I'm looking for any other wrecks around Asheville. Looks like we're good. Don't see any more trouble than that. All right, let me quickly check Tennessee to the line. Both that one, yeah, that's good. We're good there. And all the way down the mountain, looks like down at Saluda Way, the Green River Bridge is good today. In Greenville, pretty good day. Yeah, it's slow in the normal places. I-385 is off the pace around Highway 14 and then coming up and down on either side of Pelham. But other than that, it's in pretty good shape and not a lot of wrecks to report. So that's a little unusual. Yeah. So, All right, well, let's see if we can fine-tune this weather just a little bit for you. There is a, I don't know why there's so much differential today among temperatures. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I've got, we're at 63, and then I've got Brevard reporting 63, and then, but it looks like out, I'm not sure where that one's at. It's out toward East Fork somewhere. Looks like it's at 61. But if you talk to the airport, they're at 68, or at least were, at 6 minutes till 5. You notice that the humidity's way up. It feels like it's going to rain. Yeah, 73%. We went from 20s to 73%, and it has felt like rain all day today. So a much, even though it's not been cold, I actually went down to a short sleeve and then put the long sleeve back on top of it, because it was just a little too cool for comfort up on the roof today in places, and of course the clouds. As we watch this band of rain, it's between Nashville and Knoxville, and it's up into Kentucky, comes right down through Tennessee and up into northern part of Alabama, raining in Huntsville right through there. As a matter of fact, there's some storms kicking up down through there. Several of these are storms. This will pass through here pretty quickly tonight. So we're not talking about a rain-out event. That's not what we're talking about. Just talking about a chance of a shower, about a 40% chance, and drop it only to 51 tonight. And we're going to see tomorrow, we're going to have a couple of cooler days as far as the daytime highs, and then it'll start moderating toward the weekend. So let's see if we can break it down. We have, and we're only talking about a tenth of an inch this afternoon, and then 40% tonight, and then by tomorrow morning, fog, but 68 for tomorrow. 43 tomorrow night, 68 Saturday, 47 Saturday night, 72 Sunday, 51 Sunday night, and a chance of showers return. Monday night, Tuesday, all have a chance of showers, up to 50% on Monday night. And temperatures, 71, 53, 67, Monday night, Tuesday. Clear skies, 48 on Tuesday night, 30% chance of showers. Wednesday, 66, 50% Wednesday night, 51, and a chance of showers Thursday, 62. So this is the week to do what we're doing, and I'll talk about that in a minute. We're taking down a building, and we're repurposing a building. So you might say, how do you repurpose a building? Well, one board at a time. Yeah, it's interesting. We've gotten into recycling, and we're going to recycle a big building. We are. We're going to try anyway. So let me tell you, so this is the week to get, we had to get tarps on today. And the reason is that we have got, number one, interior beams and things that we cannot afford to have wet. Number two, in the back section, there's sheetrock. In the kitchen area, there's still sheetrock on the ceilings and insulation. We got the roof off of it, all the shingles and everything off. You let that rain fall on that sheetrock, let that sheetrock fall. You talk about a mess. Oh, it'd be a mess. So, that's why we spent the afternoon tarping right quick. We got a few sprinkles. Maybe kill some of the dust, but I can't imagine what that road's going to look like going in there. They're running dump trucks in and out, and it's already pumping really bad. Some pretty bad places. It's a state road, but it's just about impassable with a small car already, as dry as it is. Get a little water on it, it's going to be rough. Yeah. All right. Well, the 21st day of the month of October, the listener's portion today was sponsored by the Cedar Mountain Baptist Church, and it's in honor of their pastor, Brother Jimmy Page. And we appreciate Cedar Mountain over in Fairview, and they are the sponsor today here of Anchor Broadcasting, our general budget. God bless you. Our network budget today is being sponsored by Adam McCoy, and it's in honor of his grandparents, Kenneth and Phyllis McCoy, and also Paulette Owen, and in memory of his grandfather, L.E. Owen. And he's thankful for a Christian heritage. And Adam, I tell you, you've got some, I know them all, and knew your dad, your grandpa. And I want to tell you, Christian heritage, underline, !! Bold print. Yeah, the McCoys and the Owens, awesome Christians, and we love them, appreciate them. Appreciate Adam. Thank him today for standing with us. 35 days left until Thanksgiving. Our own Miss Eden Johnson's having a birthday today. We didn't get here in time to wish her happy birthday. And also Mr. Bill Rogers. Congratulations. Matt and Sissy Ramey tied the knot 4 years ago today. So congratulations to them. And we wish them many, many more. For sure, we do. All right, and I'm going to turn my temperature down just a little bit in here. And, we have got a wreck in Brevard, and it's right in front of Advent Health across from Henry's. Okay, thank you for letting us know about that, and we'll pass that up the line. All right, let's see who is on board this afternoon. We appreciate all the folks listening all every day. We do, and there's a few that are new that I'll take a moment to mention, or that I don't see every day. Put it that way: Arden, Avon, Colorado, Blue Ridge, Claremont, Florida, Fort Mill, Franklin, Hendersonville, Houston, Joplin, Lexington, Kentucky, Los Angeles, California, Marion, Menomonee Falls, Miami, Nassau, Picayune, St. Louis, Missouri, Silva, North Carolina. The United Kingdom are on with us today. Someone there. Europe is also logged in somewhere. And Weaverville all with us this afternoon. So we're glad to have folks with us. And then visual radio this afternoon, we have Brother Vanny's up early in the Philippines. Kathy, Miss Geraldine's up as well watching. Brother Wallace, thank you. And watching from Greenville while preparing for college tonight. And so, and hello to Aaron. All right. Joseph and Gary in Valley Hill. Miss Ann, good to see you. Thank you so much. And Cedar Mountain, thank you. Glad to know that you're out there. So if I don't call your town, if I don't call your community, don't call your state, your country, all you have to do is text it to me, 577-1296, and I will. Okay? The ones we cannot discern, we'll be glad to do that. All you have to do is just text me, 577-1296. That's the area code 828, and I'll get it on for you this afternoon. So let me back up and explain what I'm talking about, the weather and all the things. We have been given a large building. It was constructed originally in 2001. It was built with exposed wooden trusses on the interior. Gorgeous building. Big fireplace on one end. And it was the dining hall for the Presbyterian camp called Camp Buck. And it's located in a hidden valley that most people don't even know exists in between Whitewater Baptist Church and Burlingame. And there is, I think, now about 1,500 acres, a whole valley in there. It's the most beautiful place. You just can't imagine how beautiful it is. And now it's under private ownership. And so the dining hall did not fit into their plans, and so they donated it graciously to us. So it is a post and beam construction, meaning that it's all bolted together, so it's going to unbolt. And so we are in the process of prepping it, getting ready to take it down. And so what we're doing is right now we're in the process of removing all the plumbing, removing all of the electrical. There's no power, no water on the building. All that's been removed. We're taking all of that out, recycling, of course, as much as we can. We are taking out things like the commercial stainless steel hood and the fire system that was there. And of course, all the stainless steel appliances, they're already out. Big space heaters that heated the dining hall. We've got those, getting ready to bring those out. So we actually opened a wall up today so we could get the hood out because we couldn't figure out a way to get it in there. I think it was put in and then they built the wall, what it looked like. So we took part of a wall out. But we're not doing anything structural. So we have until November the 1st to get all the shingles off, to get all the plumbing, electrical, HVAC, gas piping, get all of that out and leave nothing, all the insulation gone, no sheetrock, everything, only wood, structural wood that's remaining. And then Brother Anthony Roberts, Preacher Anthony, and AR Construction are coming in, and they're going to be here for a week, the week of November 1st, and they're going to take it down and take the pieces down and label them, and we're going to put it back up, the Lord willing, here at Anchor. We call it the Pavilion Project. It's going to, when we get it finished, it'll be about 6,600 square feet, and it should seat, I think the blueprints say that it seats 288 sitting at tables. So we're excited about it, and of course it's it is a lot of work. And so every morning we leave here at 8 and we convoy up. It takes us a full hour to get there, and so we start work a little after 9. We have our safety meeting, and then everybody harnesses up and does all the things. So this week thus far we have removed all of the shingles. We have removed all of the ice shield. Was all around, so there's a big steep 9-12 portion, 30-foot high ceiling for the main dining hall, but then around the back of it was the kitchen area, and apparently that had an issue in the past, and so they put down this ice shield product that's sticky, and it stuck to it, and then they put shingles over top of that. It has been a bear to get off, and so we've pulled it literally piece by piece, every piece of it off of there. It's been tough, but we got it. We're just about. I appreciate J.D. Roofing, Brother Jacob Elledge and Schuyler. They have been with us this week, and they have worked. They've been working the high-level work, and they actually had tethers on their back, coming down a 9-12 pitch, pushing a shovel, shingle shovel, downhill into the back of a dump truck. You have to trust that rope, I'm telling you. You have to trust that rope. And, I mean, they're working like at a 45-degree angle. It's amazing. And so today we had them up taking the windows out of the clear story up in the top, about 30 feet high, and then tarping that as well. So it's got a clear story that's got the little windows all the way across the top of it that lets the natural light in. It's fascinating. It's even got motorized windows that you can open and close the windows from down on the floor, those windows that are 30 feet up. So it's, we're not going to air condition it. It's not going to need it because of the way it's ventilated. It's going to be pretty sweet. And rather than put windows in, we're going to use garage doors and with glass, and we're going to have roll-up garage doors on the sides of it so you can roll it up. And it's going to, for all practical purposes, look like a big picnic shed when the doors are up. Yeah. So we're excited about it, and it's a gift to us. The Lord's done that, and so we bless His name and appreciate His goodness to us. But I want to mention this. Yesterday I had a plumber, and I did not write it down, and I apologize if you're listening today. We are enlisting help, okay? So I'm just going to say it this way. Yeah, we are enlisting help. I got a call today from Mount Sinai. They're going to send a couple of folks up, and they're part of their go team is coming up. I got some tomorrow, and then maybe some more on Saturday. We appreciate that. We've had folks from Georgetown. We appreciate the folks from Georgetown. Had, of course, Brother Jacob, and then he brought volunteers today, and so they've worked today, and so we appreciate that. So we're in the process of taking down sheetrock. Got to take it off the walls. Then you take it down off the ceiling. You take the insulation out. Yeah, got to do all of that and dispose of it. And, of course, everything we do goes in the back of a dump truck. So it's not rocket science, but it's just hard work. And as Brother Anthony Roberts says, he said it's just work from the neck down. It's not too much work from the neck up. It's just work from the neck down. And, yeah, it is. It's hard work from the neck down. And so, and then we're also, whatever we tear out today, we try to bring out today. And we didn't get that accomplished. We did not get to bring everything out. We didn't take enough trucks today to get everything back out. But we'll try to remedy that tomorrow. We have our lull on site. We have a 26-foot lift and a 30-foot lift, the scissor lifts that are there. I appreciate Mike Rogers Masonry. They're lending us a 1048 lull. and we're going to be going over to Western Carolina University. It's over there on the job. They're going to be allowing us to use it. We're going to go run to OT and pick up a man basket for it, and we're bringing that one in. We use that one just like it to set the trusses at Midway on that building. When we built Midway, we set trusses with that thing. So it's got outriggers and all. It's a big reach. So with that and ours, we have ours there, and we have a 644, and this is a 1048 that we're bringing in. It's got the full outriggers, and it'll handle quite a bit. And so with that, we feel more confident now about getting down these great big giant beams that are coming down, big trusses. Yeah, pretty amazing. At the top, they're 5-ply. They're 5 plies thick where they mated them. They're 3-ply beams, but they are 5-ply at the top and big old bolts that hold them through. So all of that's coming down. And the biggest thing is we cannot get a semi in there, not ours. It won't go. And even if it would go, I don't think I'd take it in there, just to be fair with you. About the only way I could get that truck in there would be to follow it with a lull and actually pick the trailer up and set the trailer around the turns. It won't go otherwise. Not our big truck. Not our big truck and trailer. It's too big. That thing's 70-something feet end to end, and it's just not going to go. So we walked the lull in the other day. That's what they've been doing. They've been walking equipment in and out. So right now our plan is to use gooseneck trailers behind 1-tons, and we'll put the big stuff on those goosenecks and bring it out to Whitewater Church. And there at Whitewater, we will have the semi waiting, and we'll load everything on the semi. It's what we're looking at now, unless we just bring them all the way out on the 1-tons. So we're just, we'll see. We'll see which is the most cost-effective and the most efficient way to get it out of there. So anyway, that's all happening the week of the 1st. So let me say this. If we have folks in the local area and you would like to work, we would welcome that. And I would, it's dusty, it's dirty. We did have some ladies on the job today. We'll have ladies maybe again tomorrow. Our Bible College girls have been working. They do a great job. I don't know what we'd do without them. Because we're using so much stuff, just pulling nails. I pulled nails for over an hour today. And I think whoever built this thing built it, and whoever was the crew that was working, they got paid by the nail. I think that's how it was. I think that the boss man gave them a case of nails at start and said, okay, now you get so much a nail and have them used up by lunch. And then he gave them another case for the afternoon, because I've never seen so many nails in all of my life. I've never seen so many nails. It was nailed every 3 inches. I've never seen that on anything. And it wasn't even structural. My goodness. So we're pulling nails. So somebody can just stand with a nail station, and as boards come to you, pull nails out. And then sheetrock, and of course we're tearing it out. And if you want to vent your frustrations, hey, bring a hammer and a magic marker. Don't draw somebody's face. That's not nice. But bust the sheetrock, yeah. And then we're taking it in pieces and carrying it out to a dumpster, picking the dumpster up, pouring it into the truck. So, yeah, and then we're dealing with fiberglass insulation. And so long sleeves and gloves and masks are required, because it'll eat you up if you don't. And so we've kind of got a twofold thing that's going to take place. Like yesterday, they said, you want to save these toilets and sinks? That's what they asked me. I said, I don't think so. I don't think we will. I don't expect we will. And last night, Brother Ricky Brown said, Preacher, listen, we'll take a 2x4. 1 2x4. We got semi leaving November the 10th, heading west, going to the Navajo Reservation. He said, Preacher, their houses are falling in. They'll take anything. Today I started to throw a half a sheet of plywood. It had a notch cut out of it. I started to throw it in the scrap, and I thought, he said a half a sheet of plywood. Well, this is about a half a sheet. I'm going to pull the nails out of it. So what we don't use, we're going to send west. So we're going to recycle pretty much everything. So we may not use the used insulation. We might not. But we will it will be used because we will send it west. And so we're going to get those toilets and the sinks and all the stuff that we're not going to use, we're sending it west. So, yeah, and so there's a lot of work to be done. And the second thing is we're working tomorrow. We leave anchor at 8. We'll hit the bottom of the new cut there at the parking area. You'll see us come through right at 8:30 if we get left on time. We'll cross the new cut and hit right there at Rosman at 8:30. We will typically turn in Burlingame right there at the dollar store. We'll turn in there about 15 minutes later, maybe 10 minutes later. And then we will be on site usually by 9. Depends on if we meet trucks, and we are meeting, you know, the big trucks are coming in and out. They're digging the lake out, and so they're hauling all that sediment out of there. And there's lots of trucks coming in and out. Anyway, so we'll be there, and you can Google it if you wanted to volunteer with us, you can do that. But I'd like to know you're coming so I can make sure that you're part of our team. They don't allow, it's private property, they don't allow just anyone to come. And so I need to know that you're coming, okay? So if you're going to join our team, I need to have your name on a list. And, of course, you'll be strictly a volunteer, but we are following all the OSHA rules and regulations, okay? So safety is of utmost importance, okay? Just want to mention that to you. And also for anchor folks, been waiting, we are working Saturday. I will not get to, but Levi will be our safety guy, and so we have to have an appointed, there has to be a safety officer on, you know, at all times, somebody there that is watching and that you report to accidents and all those things. It makes sure that all things have been, so Levi will be that man on Saturday morning. Same time, same station, same everything, 8:00, leave anchor, yeah. And so if somebody wanted to come work half a day, wanted to drive in, if you want to ride with us, that's fine. We'll make room. But again, I need to know you're coming so that we'll plan vehicles enough for you to get in and out, okay? Somebody said, well, I don't have a whole lot of skills. Well, it's not that hard. You know, it doesn't take a lot of skills to pull nails out of boards. And we've got special pliers and stuff, you know, that you pull them with. And they're not big nails. It's not like you're pulling 16-penny nails. It's mostly trim we're pulling because trim's so expensive, we're going to save all of it we can. Mm-hmm. And then the structure's not 2x4s. I mean, the structure is post and beam. It's the kitchen area that's got all the 2x4s in it that we will try to save the plywood and the 2x4s and obviously those things as much as we can. Okay? And then we're going to build the building back exactly like it was. And then we're going to add to it. Yeah, I'm going to add to it. So, all right. Well, that just gives you a little bit of my world. I'm sorry. God bless Pastor Barton and Anchor Broadcasting. God bless Israel, Pastor Barton and Anchor Broadcasting. 4412, thank you. Appreciate that. The text line's quiet this afternoon. What's the matter? Let me see who else has joined us here. Miss Judy from Fairview, thank you. And weigh in. We're glad to hear from you. And again, we appreciate all the Lord is doing. Let me share a pledge with you. Look at this. The Transylvania Regional Hospital is contributing to the Change the World Relief Fund, and they have given a $5,000 contribution. And so we say hallelujah, to God be the glory, a $5,000 contribution from the Transylvania Regional Hospital. And so thank you. We appreciate that on behalf of the Change the World organization. All right. And once again, let me just say something about that. And by the way, if you lost your home, or home was badly damaged, or you had big loss, there is an upcoming deadline as far as filing for a small business association, small business administration loan. Their home loans are like 2%. Yeah, they're low. But there's a deadline coming. And so if you are going to file any of that, then you need to do so pretty quickly, okay? And by the way, if you file for it and get approved for it, you're not under any obligation. Seriously. And they defer payments for 18 months. So if you got a loan right now, you would not make a payment until the spring of 2023 to pay it back. I know. So, anyway, Brother Wayne's asking, what are we going to do with it? Okay, our fellowship hall has always been too small. And so we're putting this thing up right above the warehouse. So right one in the field just above the warehouse, not on the ball field, but between the ball field and the warehouse, the big circle. It's going right there. It'll fill that whole circle full. And it will be the all-purpose building. It'll be the, what's what we're calling it, the pavilion. It's going to have a kitchen. It will have showers, restrooms, all those things. And it will kind of be the anchor for our the campground. Folks can come there and take showers and all those things. It will also be a new area for events and things of those nature, and that you can seat everybody. It's always a challenge. We can seat about 175 is all we can seat in the fellowship hall. And if it's warm and it's nice and there's picnic tables, that works good. But if it's not, then it's problematic. We have people have to go up in the classrooms. You know, during Share-a-thon, there's people everywhere. The classrooms are full. All the classrooms are full. All the picnic tables are full. Every chair, every table, and people are standing around the walls eating. But that's, this is the plan. So it'll be on the same level as the warehouse, but it'll be on the new 64 side of the warehouse. And we have not broken ground yet, but we have all the permits. So everything, it's taken all summer, but we got everything done. And so to God be the glory. Yeah, we're excited about it. All right. Well, and appreciate the question, Brother Stafford. God bless you. Thank you for being on this afternoon. Glad to have you with us for sure. All right. What else did you want to talk about? I was talking about the disaster. Let me back up and try to reiterate here. The funds through Anchor Baptist Disaster Network, they are funding for immediate needs and intermediate needs. And so intermediate being between now and when you're back in your house, when things are back finalized. And so that's what that's about. And we're still awarding funding. We've had people pick up money on Sunday. So we are still awarding funding for that, for bona fide needs. The Change the World, the idea behind that is that when your regular insurance, your flood insurance, your FEMA grant, and Small Business Administration, between all of those things, you add it all together, and then you figure out what your net loss is. Okay, after everything's been satisfied. Somebody said, well, FEMA didn't give me anything. That's fine. We just have to have a zero in that column. See what I'm saying? That's fine. You don't have to, but you have to have ask. We need to know that you ask. And if they turn you down, then they turn you down. You obviously don't meet the criteria. So once you get your net loss, so let's just say somebody lost $100,000, but you had some flood insurance and it covered $30,000. And you got a FEMA grant and it covered $40,000. And then you've had some folks give you this and that, so you got $10,000. So, you got a $20,000 loss. That's your net loss. When everything's, that's what you're going to lose, $20,000, just boom. $20,000 is gone. Okay. That's the number that the Change the World Fund works with. And the group that assesses, when we do the application for Change the World, did you apply? Did you get this? Did you get that? Did you get the other? And once they see, okay, this is loss, and this is the percentage, this is what we're, so then this is what they have, this is what their net loss is. It won't pay all of it. Matter of fact, don't even get close to that. I know it's not going to pay all of it, but it may pay a percentage of it. So at the back end of this, the Change the World funding may very well help relieve some of the loss. Okay? And especially when people start getting back in their houses and they don't have money for appliances and they don't have money for personal items, things like that. That's what this is about. That's what Change the World is about, is to get people back, get their lives back. Okay? The anchor money, it's disaster money up front. The Change the World money, it's the get your life back section. That's the get your life back. That's what it does. Okay? And so, yeah. And somebody's asking, will you be able to use it for disaster, for the displaced in our community? Possibly. Of course, all that's got to be approved. You know how that is. Everything's got to be approved. But one of the reasons we stopped using the facilities here was because we did not have sufficient restrooms. We have been used as a disaster. We've had been an evacuation point before. People were brought here. But we had an unfortunate incident. We had a gentleman on a walker, and when the Cedar Mountain House, I guess it was called then, whatever the Park of Bavard, I don't know what it was called back in the day, but there was a fire system burst and water was running down the stairs, and so they evacuated a bunch of seniors here to Anchor. Cold, cold day. It had been really cold that year. And it burst the pipe, the sprinkler system burst. And so just about destroyed that place. So they brought them here. Well, we don't have handicapped restrooms on that level where they were. We were feeding them, we were taking care of them, but we didn't have handicapped restrooms. We had a man who was on a walker, and he had gone to the restroom, and he was coming out, and he was transitioning back onto the walker. And he lost his balance and fell backwards and busted his head. And there was nothing anyone could do about it. Just, and I'm not saying it wouldn't have happened, you know, in another situation, but that was the last time that we were used as an evacuation center, just because our bathrooms did not meet the handicap, the ADA code. So the new one obviously will. So we'll see. But obviously, we fed in the parking lot before. We fed hot meals in the parking lot back during the hurricanes when the power was off so long. This building's going to be, it's going to be awesome. And of course, if you know us, we have disaster in mind. We don't have the money for a switch. I mean, we don't have the money for the generator, but we are going to put a generator switch in it. So if nothing else, we can use a portable to power the building. It'd be mostly gas anyway, but we can power the building and use it even if the power's out. So that is one of the things we're thinking about and looking to, is for a disaster kind of an evacuation shelter. Okay? Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate asking. Did anyone today hear? I just got a text. We've been up there. You can't get signal where we are. You can't get phones, can't get text. But did somebody tell me that? Let me see if I can thumb it here and find it. And maybe somebody verify this for me. That there was a grant given today that the Carolina Panthers donated $50,000 to Pisgah and Rosman High Schools in flood relief grants from Tropical Storm Fred. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that. Also, I'm being told that it's a hunting accident, but an 18-year-old was killed last night, tragically. An 18-year-old young lady. And I think it's okay to say this. I think it's okay. But she's with Paul Raines. It's his granddaughter. And so, yeah. It happened last night. That's all I know. And she died about 1 o'clock this morning. She was 18. And so I don't have a lot of other than just please pray for this family. And please pray for this family that God'll comfort them in these days. That's tough. That's tough. That is so sad. We are so sad to hear that. And God help us. God help us. Yeah, God help us. Okay. Well, I don't think I'm ready to talk about it yet, but we got word today that one of our missionaries has inherited, I'm going to call it that, a printing ministry. But I'm not just talking about a printing ministry. I'm talking about a printing press and a building and the whole works to print, I think, Bibles, whole Bibles. Yeah. I'm stunned. I mean, shouldn't be stunned. Shouldn't be, you know. But, yeah, it's a big deal. You'll be hearing more about that. I promise you, you will. You'll be hearing more about that. Let me give you an update on Reggie, okay? And I appreciate his wife, Miss Bridget. She is keeping us posted. She saw him yesterday. He's doing better. He's gaining strength. And he's eating, got his appetite back. And I thought if he ever get through the COVID and could get his appetite back, because he ain't big as a minute. If you ever seen him without his coat, he ain't big as a minute. He's tiny. Skinniest thing you ever seen. Of course, he jumps around so much. But he's still in the nursing facility, but he's in a rehab portion of it. And so the hope is that he will get his strength back, be able to walk again without assistance, and will be able to come home soon. And so the family's saying, God is so good. Thank you for your continued prayers. Love and appreciate you all. And this is from Miss Sadler. Thank you. Appreciate the update. God bless you. Thank you very much. All right. And I saw another one, and I had asked a question, and I think somebody had answered me. And this was today. Somebody's been asking about how can you help Daggy, Dagmar, that owns Daggy's here in Pisgah Forest. She has COVID, and my understanding is that she's on a vent, and she's very serious. And they're, you know, because of all the medical bills and all the things, there's a great need, okay? There is a great need. I can tell you that. There is a great need. And so they are taking donations at Daggy's. So if you wanted to drop by there, they're taking donations at Daggy's for medical expenses. And this, I don't know how many weeks this is but it's a bunch. It's a bunch of weeks that she's been in the hospital. She's been very, very sick. So please remember her. Pray that the Lord will help her. And matter of fact, we were planning on her catering our Christmas event. And yeah, we were. And she does Elite Catering. They do a great job. And but she's obviously a very sick young lady. And so please pray that the Lord will touch her. Okay? That God will intervene, and that the Lord will show himself mighty. Okay? Okay. All right. Well, and I've got a lot of folks chiming in on different thoughts. Yeah, we said perhaps use solar panels for power. Well, we've got the system. We do. It came with the building. So we do. And then solar water heat, we got all of that. And so, yeah, we're good there. Somebody's asking about the traffic from here to Tennessee. So let's look at it. If you get up I-26, that's the issue. Yeah, I-26 still backed up. It's from the Fletcher exit all the way going westbound, and it's slow from the Fletcher exit to the airport, and then it's going to go moderate on you. It's moving. It's just slow. And then same thing going westbound on 40. Once you get the junction, you're slow but you get out past Smoky Park, and then it starts moderating out on you. But if once you hit 40 going west, well, you're good all the way into Knoxville. You're good all the way into downtown. On the other side of Knoxville, different story, but you're good to downtown. Yeah, the 75 split right through there, Farragut right through there, that section, 140. Oh, yeah, it's always bad this time of day. You don't want to be in Knoxville this time of day, for sure. Okay, yeah, I'm glad to answer that. Glad to answer. Okay, all right. Well, thank you for being with us, and thank the Lord for his mercy. I'm just noticing there's tornado warnings. Up in Ohio, it's the same system that'll be coming through here tonight. And, of course, we don't have tornadoes, but there are storms. And I wouldn't rule out that there could be a storm, especially in Alabama, you know. Wouldn't rule out that there could be something down there. And right now we've already got rain below us, raining down below Anderson. And then a whole line coming through, but it's not a big – I think the mountains are going to kind of disperse it, so it's not a big deal. We needed to get that need to get the tarps on the building just in case. If you want a mess, try to deal with wet sheetrock falling on the floor and insulation mixed with it. It is no fun. Yeah, no fun at all. All right. Thank you so much for being on board. Thank the Lord for his blessing and appreciate his presence. And request a special prayer request, unspoken request here this afternoon. All right? All right, let's seek the Lord together. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we call upon you. Lord, we confess that we are operating way above and beyond our ability. And Lord, in our weakness, we pray, Lord, that your strength will be made perfect. And Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you would intervene in the hearts and lives of people. And Lord, we, Lord, the most important thing that we do is the souls of mankind. And so, Lord, I pray you'd help us to be sensitive to that need. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to realize that we're dealing in priceless, eternal treasures. And Lord, I pray for that one that's lost today, listening to the sound of my voice. I pray that they'd be saved. I pray, Lord, that if there's one that's backslid, Lord, you'd reclaim them. Somebody that's walking at a guilty distance, Lord, would you bring them back into the fold? And Lord, you know what we need more than we know ourselves. So Lord, I pray that you'd meet every need to your glory, and we'll praise you for because we give it, get out of the way and give it all the glory in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for being on board. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Until we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you, is our prayer.